Hi, Jim and them. I hear that your podcast is absolutely incredible. It's a showstopper every time.
Just take a minute, okay? Look, you have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Jim and them are pop culture, bro. I know that.
Well, fuck, let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why? Yeah.
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Catch our papers, you bitches.
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
These are evil, sick, twisted people.
Shut the fuck up!
Okay, so the name of the show is called Jim and Them. Who the hell are you people? You disgusting scumbags. We're certainly not telling you to go after Jim and Them, but, you know, maybe helping us make sure that their channel is eradicated forever.
Low serve ill.
Are you in?
Boom! Double chunk chocolate cookie!
I just suck at everything I do. It's a complete mystery why anybody would pay money to see it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. This, my friends, is Jim and Them. This is a Corey Feldman show. You are tuned in right now, live on the Jim and Them YouTube channel. Thank you. You know what?
What?
Smash that motherfucking like button. You know what? Hit the goddamn subscribe.
This shit at 1K likes already.
Yeah, I mean, that's that. Someone did something with that, though. That's not legit.
Shh.
Hey, I mean, act as if, I suppose. Hey, 1K likes. Let's go.
Let's bring it to 12K.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get it to 12K. Of course, you're also listening on twitch.tv/Jim and Them.
Whoa.
So shout outs to the real ones in both chats.
Give me some examples, Jim.
Who do we got? We got J&J. We got Mario Youngblood.
Tim the Enchanter.
We got Pork and Beans. We got Eat Bliss. We got Shakes, and of course in the Twitch chat, we got DB Deathlord, we got Daewoo.
Waldo Bagel Topper. Waldo Bagel Topper.
Good name. What do we got? Joshua Gear 1.
N-Man, call in.
Oh, N-Man? Is it the actual N-Man?
N-Man
I didn't even
Slimmer.
See him.
He's in here.
Shout outs, N-Man. Where you been all my life?
Ooh, yeah.
Holy shit, Max. $50.
A silent 50.
$50. A silent 50 at that. Max does not fuck around.
He's a PhD guy for sure.
Thank you, man.
Send a long sentence about how you love those silent 50.
Yeah, you know what?
What?
Shout outs to the Pope.
Yeah.
Big ups to the new Pope. You love to see it.
American Pope.
American Pope. Bam, bam. The real Second City Saint.
When the conclave. American Pope.
Sorry.
I saw the Pope at a handgun show once. He was in the mosh pit.
Sorry, I was fixing something. But anyways, yes, we are 1 week away from the Streamathon. The Streamathon will be next week.
American Pope.
Get ready, people. I was wondering, initially I was thinking if we start at 4, but we're going to keep it. We'll start at 5 p.m. We'll keep it at our regular time. So we start a little early before the actual show. We'll be live at 5 p.m. And then we'll go, you know...
Forever.
We'll go for, I mean, up to like 30 to 32 hours if the donations come through, which you can currently donate. If you go to jimandthem.com right at the top of the page. Also, right now, there is a QR code on the screen if you want to do a TTS donation. during the stream and make Mike super happy.
Bummer.
Let me see, because I think we just did get a few in.
Oh.
So, QR code.
Are they great?
No, not TTS. It's just a few donations for the streamathon. We got a few during the week.
I love a streamathon donation.
Yeah, no, you love to see it. It's really appreciated. It's going to be quite a hang. Some people said they're going to try to go the whole nine. They're going to try to go live with us. I challenge you. Yeah. I don't think you could pull it off.
Yeah, drink a bottle of Rumplemintz and stay up the whole time.
You guys trying to shut Jim up?
Oh, wait, actually, is that what Max... Actually, Max's 50, I think, was for... that his silent TTS was actually for the streamathon. Shoutouts, Max.
Nice, the creamathon.
Max is right on the cutting edge. We all George Kapture, also thank you for your donation this week.
Kapture.
Taylor Johnson, Shelby,
Aaron Taylor Johnson, Heartthrob.
Oh, the very same. You know it. The one that is married to like a 60-year-old woman.
What?
Fuck yeah.
Let me see. Who else?
Wait, Shelby.
Yeah,
donated?
You've never seen how all the because he's like a heartthrob, so. All the ladies online that love him are upset that some producer lady married him.
He's got this old hag wife.
I don't know who we're talking about.
Aaron Taylor Johnson? The guy from Kick-Ass.
We've explained this a million times.
He was Craven.
Okay. We've had this same conversation.
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh, Rispo also during the week. Shout-outs. Who else we got? Oh,
Rispo.
Max had. We also had Max had one earlier in the week.
I donated to both less than three.
Hell yes. Yeah. Thank you, Max.
Less than three.
Paul Clothier, Elizabeth.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's just a few people supporting. It's much appreciated. Thank you. Because, yes, the streamathon, shit's going to get wacky.
Yes.
We're going to try to plan a bunch of stuff. We're also going to go a lot of stuff off the cuff.
Yeah, sometimes stuff just happens. That's kind of what happens during the streamathon. It's like every once in a while we're like, yeah, we got this thing. And then we got like an hour to kill. So maybe something happens and everyone's like, remember that thing?
Obama.
Yeah, we'll be.
Yeah, Obama came from that.
We'll have a regular, like I said before. So we'll start at 5, just kind of hanging out, getting everyone acclimated, getting everyone in the mood for streaming. Then we'll do our regular show around the regular time, like between 7 to 7:30. We'll start the show, do the regular show, and then once the show ends, the stream continues
forever.
We'll be hanging overnight. We usually do spooky stuff at night.
Yeah.
I think we'll have to finally do some
crystal meth.
We'll do crystal meth.
That'd be good.
There was a thing I wanted to do a while back because we have the box set. On the box set, there's a bunch of karaoke on there. And a lot of these songs we don't know. So it'd be kind of fun to just do that with, like, first time hearing them, just trying to see how
close.
Yeah, guess how Corey would sing the song.
I think we would nail it, but there would be one part every song where, like, how does he
yes.
think of this?
Yeah. How is that supposed to go?
Obama.
Hell yeah, Chat Martin. Thank you, brother.
1999. Economical.
But yeah, so that's next week. I hope you're all ready. Get your caffeine. Yep. Whatever it takes. Get your fucking crystal meth. Get your Coke lines. Whatever it has to be.
Those
to
are
stay
the
up
options.
With your boys.
Those
yeah.
are the only options
Those
you
Those are
have.
The only options.
Jankum, Rumplemintz.
We live in a goddamn society. And there's uppers that'll help you stay up.
Yeah. Get a Hims prescription now.
Does Hims have uppers?
Hims sells Adderall.
Oh, dude. Do they really?
Yeah.
That's
what?
Weird.
You can just take a test online and they give you an Adderall
That's
prescription.
That's insane.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
Let's all get Hims this weekend. We'd have it delivered. We could get the bulk package.
No. Oh, and thank you, Gooch, for subscribing on the Twitch. Happy Friday.
Appreciate it, Gooch.
And thank you, XOX Neen, also for subscribing on the Twitch.
Ooh. Friend of Gooch, I think.
Yeah, friend of
X.
You know those. Oh, and before we started, Drew Kane handed out 20 gift memberships.
Holy
so
shit. I'm just passing them out.
Much appreciated.
Obama. Let's go.
Spooky stuff at night. Sounds racist.
Ah, super soft.
Come on.
That's exactly what we meant.
Yeah. Black ghost stories. It's all the who's the guy with the bees? It's all the guy with the bees.
Candyman.
It's all Candyman all night.
How dare you disrespect Tony Todd like that?
I couldn't place the name.
But yeah, so I mean we have it's weird because it feels like so long ago. last weekend.
Yeah.
But we have some big news to get to. I'm actually gonna save it though. I want to pull up a little Corey stuff first before we get into it. But we're going to lead into...
Two worlds colliding.
Yes, yes. Worlds collided.
Yeah, it's fucking Power Man 5000 up in this bitch.
Last weekend with someone, if you've paid attention to the show, someone from the Corey camp that you know and love.
So funny.
But before that, I did want to take a look. I'd mentioned this a while back, and we never really got to it. I want to watch a little bit of this video scrapbook that came on the box set. I mean, it's an hour and a half, so we're not...
Did
it's
we
just
not
an hour
watch
and a half.
It?
No, we didn't. It's an hour and a half of random-ass bullshit. Okay. I didn't watch any of it. I just, like, skimmed around to see
That's
what it
good.
Was. And what I think it starts with... It either starts with his music videos, or it starts with his performance at, like, the Kids' Choice Awards.
Oh, we've heard that talked about so many times.
Yes, yeah, between, like, the documentary... and all that shit.
Again, it feels like my own memory. It doesn't even feel like when it hits. Yes. It feels like a memory of mine.
That's the whole goal of this show, is that we want to meld our minds with the mind of Feldman.
I'm floating
Feldman.
Outside my body. I'm floating outside my body. It's Feldman going, come on. Ow, ow.
Okay, I think the first thing actually is that music video that they talk about in the documentary. The
we
one
did
about,
watch a little bit of that because I get the black guy smiling in the background.
It's, well, in the documentary, yeah. In the documentary, they play it, but we haven't watched like it from front to back. So let's see what we got here in the video. I believe Jake Perry put together this video scrapbook.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, friend of the show.
Real one in the chat.
Let's see. Let's fucking see this shit.
Okay.
I'm Teddy Ruxpin and the official spokesbearer for the National Center.
I guess it starts with just a commercial first.
Now meet a friend.
There he is.
With some good advice.
Whoa, Corey hung out with the official spokesbearer?
I have a friend who wanted to run away. So I told him that it's dangerous for a kid to be out on his own. He could have nowhere to sleep or end up in a scary place. I said to talk to someone he trusts for help.
Yeah. Produced by Dick.
Yeah, you remember that kid's company, Dick?
Hell well, yeah.
I remember how I was, as a kid, you're always like, oh, it's Dick. And then they got the way to say Deke so that you yeah, know. Yeah.
But they knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
That's like the Disney creeps that put the weird sex stuff in the animated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like on the cover. What is it? On the cover of Little Mermaid or something?
The, top penis, of the, kid, yeah.
The stars say like sex. Or no, Raja.
The leaves.
The lion is like, have sex with kids. You remember?
Well, there's like, doesn't dust come up that smells of leaves?
Leaves.
Leaves
no, literally backwards. Look at the Raja one. It's like, all good boys take their pants off.
Is that a real one?
Yeah, when it roars.
When who roars?
Raja. Look up Raja
from Aladdin.
MK Ultra.
Don't look any of this up.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna I like to look it up because it's gonna be like not a thing. But
no,
it, maybe
I love
it will
it,
be.
It's just like rawr, and they're like it says take your pants off.
9/11.
Yeah. 9/11 was good, but they just slowed it down so it was more impactful.
I'm not seeing it. Wait, hold on. Did Aladdin ask teenagers to take off their clothes?
Yeah.
Let's see. False. Although this is Snopes. You can't trust Snopes.
Yeah, it's like left-wing
Yeah, let's trust
bullshit.
Jeff.
Yeah, Snopes first, Jeff. You're going to pick Jeff. I heard about this shit. There's got to be a clip of it. I've seen a clip of it. Maybe it's a tout.
But I think it... no, it's Prince Ali. It's not Raja. That's what this says anyways.
Okay.
Well, then already things are very consistent on this. Down,
okay.
It's as Raja growls, though.
Yeah.
And then he whispers, good teenagers, take off your clothes.
Yeah, close your eyes and listen.
I did hear it. He does say it.
Why did it. If you slow it down, yeah.
All right.
Boo, boo, doo, doo.
All right, so yeah, here we go. Here's the music video.
How old Corey are you? Like 14?
Good question. I mean, well, because I was actually thinking that during that runaway thing he just did, is that like right after he just divorced himself from his parents or whatever
guess,
the fuck it
yeah.
is?
Yeah.
That's essentially like legally running away, right?
He's in the courthouse. He wasn't following the Dick commercial. He immediately went somewhere scary.
Well, it's crazy, too, that you can have Kurt Russell's hair but not look anywhere near as cool.
Well, I think the weird thing with this as well is that on the scale of Corey cringe, Like, this is bad, but it's not even close to how bad we've seen.
Well, and also, he's a kid, so it doesn't carry the same impact.
I was going to say this exact same thing. Is he has the excuse of just being like, we've all been kids. You've messing around with a camera or a tape recorder or something, and you do some cringe ass bullshit.
I'm the guy in the pink shirt. Like, what the fuck is this? He gets pissed. He's doing Michael Jackson moves, but he has like a cool rocker outfit. Ooh. You skip to like 45 minutes. It's like, and I'm going up. He's sitting in the same room.
Now this is a cool rock and roll guy. Aura Farming.
Hell yeah, Max. Thank you, man.
Aura Farming. They're aura farming him, really. Herbie Hancock pulled up to fuck him up.
I forget if they say in the documentary who the black guy is in this. Because he seems like, why is that
he's like
older
three times
guy?
Their age.
Yeah, why is like, he hanging out with them?
This is like Morris in the Time. Or
yeah, right.
Yeah, it's Morris Day. And is this an original song?
It's gotta be.
Well, I like that his Casio ass fucking beats have not changed at all.
Yes. What's great is he would redo this song now and somehow make it worse than what it is.
Well, like, he literally put up a song. He's like, yeah, I'm making this song for my fucking girlfriend. And it's like, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, beep. And that's like, this sounds exactly the same.
Beep, boop, beep, boop.
Now, as we go through this history stuff to see how, like, the sausage was made or how, like, the demon was hatched or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
that'll say.
I may have asked this question, but is it more endearing that he stayed his genuine self all these years, or is it worse that he's like weirdly stunted?
I mean, that's a good thing in the long run. Yeah. But it's like there's one of those things where it's like, I think I mentioned this in the Discord today, where I'm like, you know, like we have that joke where it's like, well, we've been doing it for 18 years. People are like, still doing that, huh?
Yeah.
And it's like, we are nothing compared to him.
Yeah.
Like, we've only been doing it for 18 years. He's been doing this for 40. Can you imagine if we were still getting, still doing the podcast 40 years in? Like, then it would be our fault.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah, we have a new episode of Jim and Them. Boom. Beep, boop. Boop, beep, boop. Boop.
Well, it is something to look forward to in 40 years when people are like, hey, still doing that, huh? Yep, yeah, we are.
Don't worry, I'll be dead in 40 years.
We have Taxidermy Corey behind us. It's like the dances in Japan, the crowd would immediately learn this.
What's great about this as well is that when we've watched older interviews, he's mentioned this and is like, oh my God, thank God that's still not out there.
Yeah.
And then he puts it out there.
Thank God my arch enemies aren't watching this on their show. He looks like Laurie Strode.
It's like one of those stories where like an actor is dying of cancer and he does one last thing. This black guy is like, pain. He was like, he's like, I'm going to do the Corey. What is the name of this song?
Runaway, I guess.
Runaway.
I don't know.
Runaway.
I can't tell if in the storyline of this video, did he take over them where they're on his side, or did they like absorb him into the crew?
I think it's both. Hmm.
A little of both.
Yeah.
Because there's definitely like a symbiotic thing going on now.
Yeah. This definitely is what set off the Unabomber on the left. He's like, I can't be making these videos. As they're blowing up postal workers.
I mean, he is dressed in all black. He's kind of like Venom. It is symbiotic.
Yes.
But like the symbiote symbiotic.
Symbiotic. Symbiotic.
We're doing it. Nope.
Whoop. I had to cut out that move.
The thing with it, it's almost, this is like too perfect. This is too like a Tim and Eric sketch.
Good freeze frame. This is got to be perfect. Yeah. It's too, there's not enough snafus.
It's almost like too on the nose of, like a Tim and Eric sketch or whatever unearthed VHS tape that you found.
Yeah, it's not embarrassing. It almost looks like a school project more than it looks like a thing he did for fun.
Well, this- and again, it comes down to a curve. Like with on the Corey Feldman curve, it's like it's less embarrassing because he's been doing the same thing for 30 years. Like he's been he's done a million versions of this still. Uh-huh. Whereas like if this was like who's a fucking cool ass guy right now? Jack Black.
Jack Black. If this was the Chicken Jackie,
if this was young Jack Black, Jack Black. No, if this was Joe Manganiello, like if it we found him as a young kid, being a weirdo, it'd be like, oh, we got him a little bit. But with Corey, it's like, oh, was this made years ago or was this made yesterday?
Yeah.
I can't tell.
Did you nut and she kept sucking? Or?
Yeah. Well, that's what that's the face you make when you nut and she keeps sucking. You go, poo. Yeah. This is good.
Yeah. This is when
1.5 good.
When Yahoo Serious nuts and she keeps sucking them.
Yahoo Serious reference. Hell
I love
yeah.
Yahoo Serious.
Yeah. It does look like it needs like a visor on that.
You don't remember Yahoo Serious?
Yeah. What the hell? Are you from serious?
Was that the 80s? That had been the 80s, right?
What?
It was the 90s.
Maybe it was early 90s?
Early 90s.
You don't remember the movie that had Yahoo Serious in it? It's like Australian's famous comedian.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
No, let me
you would love Yahoo Serious.
I think we've definitely brought Yahoo Serious up on the show before.
It sounds like a made up thing.
Hold you on. Claude?
What was this movie?
Yahoo Serious?
Yeah, Young Einstein. You don't remember Young Einstein? Yeah.
I've heard of that. But there's a guy in it named Yahoo Serious?
The main, the Young Einstein.
The Einstein himself. The Let's Stein.
Wait, I'm thinking of Young Frankenstein.
Ah, yes.
Frankenstein. Young Einstein.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
Pull it up.
Yeah, no, we got to pull it up. Let me see. We got to pull it up for you, Mike.
What's his name again? Yahoo
his
Serious?
His name is Yahoo Serious. He was like the Demi...
Lovato?
Demi Lardner. He was the Demi Lardner of the late 80s, early 90s. Okay,
what a cool thing to be.
I mean, that's a great description, by the way.
It's the Bobcat Goldthwait Demi Lardner connection.
And his name's even spelled like it's just the two words. Yahoo. I thought it was like probably spelled weird or something.
No, it's Yahoo Serious.
Yeah.
Now, Australia's colossal comedy hit, starring its newest comedy hero, comes to the States. Yahoo Serious is Young Einstein.
Albert. See, Albert I even Einstein. Nailed it with the hair, dude. Yeah, my joke was even more on point than I knew.
You nailed it, and I didn't, but like in a way that no one in the world could have comprehended.
You don't know Yahoo Serious?
It really does look exactly like that freeze frame.
You cannot be Yahoo right now.
It's like someone took the freeze frame and just made a movie about it.
He is destined to create the most powerful scientific theories in history.
You don't know Yahoo Serious? Yahoo Serious.
Only
would be
one
good.
Girl is brilliant enough to understand him.
My name is Marie. Marie Curie.
Only one man is low enough to steal from him.
You know what? I've seen
Albert
enough.
Discovers that there are even worse.
This is like this is even more. It's even like the Hamilton of its time, kind of.
Yes,
it's kind of like Hamilton.
Wow,
of 1988.
The Hamilton of its time. In what way would you say?
It's like because they're like using real historical figures, but making it cool and fun.
Oh, I missed that.
Things in the big city.
We are French, we eat a cat.
For example,
an atomic bomb.
If ever the world needed a revolutionary new theory, it's now. At last, the incredible untold story of the greatest mind of all time, Albert Einstein, thrill seeker.
Oh, is that why his hair looks like that?
Yeah.
Adventurer.
I didn't realize he was playing Einstein.
You didn't know that he was Australian?
I feel like, but also I feel like his look probably was always like that.
Yeah.
Someone was like, you're kind of like a young Einstein.
I guess in my dumb brain.
Like, that's that. That's it.
That's what I thought this was.
You know, I never thought I was young Einstein.
Eric the Red in the YouTube chat says it's funny for its time. I wonder.
Funny for its time.
Warner Brothers proudly presents Yahoo Serious as Young Einstein.
Einstein.
One seriously funny movie.
Let's go. Get Keegan on the line. Let's remake it.
Yeah,
Barry Keegan
with the serious hair. Are you
Barry Keegan or Keegan Michael Kay from Key and Peele?
Ooh,
with a wig on.
Yeah,
with bidding war with between the two.
With a damn glue top.
Yeah, no, he is just Yahoo's. Okay, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. I gotta
thank
give it to
you, everybody.
Undeniable.
You.
Great, ref. Great poll. Insane. Honestly, frankly, insane poll.
Ref King. Ref King on deck. Now he looks like a big homo.
What is happening? Did he forget the dance?
They spent a lot of time.
I think
fill.
They wrote choreography that was supposed to, like, they're like, fuck, we only yes. wrote, like, we thought this ended 8 seconds earlier, so now we have to kind of, like, hang out until the song ends.
Yeah, this keeps going.
How do we freestyle this?
How do you do a freeze frame on a VHS edit? Just pause it.
Just pause it and put a magnet next
yeah,
to the VCR.
This is like the end of a VHS segment. The horror movie.
What else do we got?
Yeah. Boom. Beep boop. Oh, this is just letting it play?
He's yeah, like, no, this oh, is shit. Just this is this is the special stuff that you get when you buy the box set.
Jake Perry's earning his bucks yes. right now.
Yeah, he's getting no paid by the this. Second. Yeah, no need to trim it down.
It just starts playing local commercials.
Yeah, I have it unpaused. This is just how the video play the video file goes.
Maybe it's like when like a 70s horror movie ends like on a freeze frame. Okay,
here it we just, go. Yeah, it's just like a screamer video. Jump scares us.
All right. Oh, here we go.
Oh, shit. Hey! We were just right there. We were literally like where those people are sitting.
Oh, here we go. Will Wheaton.
Getting near the end of the show, only one category left. Who's the best in the movies?
Who's that girl?
Here comes someone.
Is that Nicole Eggert? No. Is it? I don't know.
Last segment, who's the best in the movies?
I got a little problem right here. No kidding. We told you that an hour ago.
I'm Dan Schneider.
<Very funny. laughs> I found this microphone. And I thought
yeah, I'm serious.
The only thing is, I haven't got music.
Well, we've got enough music to share. I mean, we've got fantastic music.
Everybody, please welcome Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
Sounds like all of that.
I mean, you should be thanking them for that lead-in.
Yeah, what a great
he
setup.
He gets to follow that.
Solo.
Oh, dude, actually, I got to take that back. I like, he still does this move.
Oh,
he still
the
does the
stand
back. Stand
backwards leg yeah. out thing.
He watches film.
Because yeah. I'm pretty sure yeah. in one of his... freakouts. I mean, I know there's so many yeah. of them.
Backwards, hands up.
But in one of his freakouts, he tries to do the move, and then he's like, we can't do it. We lost the fucking moment. He has to yell at the drummer or whatever.
Scream at my wife.
Yeah. Yeah. We lost Generation X. He calls it, I cannot breathe. Ooh, hard. This might be good.
This saxophone. I recognize, I don't know what it's called, but I recognize the
Look
song.
Look at this. It's like Yachty coming out.
I recognize the song from the doc, and I do like it because okay. it's in the documentary.
I'm feeling it already.
I recognize it from the docks that I used to work at. I was a fishmonger.
Oi, love, put on that Corey. It's The Weeknd?
For an ugly young man, that audience is loving him.
Come on, look at him. He's just—he's the boy next door.
Stop it.
He's the boy next door.
He's shaking his pee-pee at him. They're like, yo. This sounds like Billy Idol or something.
Sounds like Billy Idol. Yeah. I mean, it sounds the most like a song that I may have ever heard him sing.
Well, but you know what I'm realizing? And again, this to pat ourselves on the back on why it's good to go back to these is that the reason why we're in the spot that we are right now, the reason why we're in this spot where like he keeps putting out music, well, not really putting out music, like doing the same songs over and over again, but and pitching himself as a musician, he's chasing this exact moment. He's been chasing this exact moment for decades.
Yeah, about like 200 kids. Yeah. It looked like a stadium.
Well, standing and doing that and hearing the roar of the crowd.
People, yeah.
It's like, I need that. I need that again.
It was honestly one of the biggest disservices done to him in his life is that his first live performance was a huge smashing success.
Mm-hmm.
And it just broke his brain where he's like, that should happen again. Why is it not constantly happening?
Well, I remember one of my wrestling matches, I got like a huge fucking pop. It was just like the crowd was good. A lot of people knew me. We had built the match good. And I was like, holy shit, this is the best feeling in the world. Then the next year, like my match got pushed to a wrong time and we were in a bad spot. And like, it's just like the crowd wasn't there. And I was just like, why am I even out here? it felt like shit. And so I get the idea of being like, I need that moment from previously in my life. I need it again. I'll do anything to get there again. He's lip syncing for sure.
Yeah.
No.
I don't even mean it as a dig. Just like when he was running, he kind of just stopped singing.
And in a weird way, it kind of explains why he still dresses like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Because he did it then.
Well, and even his dancing is a little dorky, but it looks more like
he's having
fresh
fun.
And like he's like having fun doing it, not like it's just like rote, rehearsed nonsense that's just stuck in his brain.
He was painting a picture.
Yeah, there's some energy behind it.
On there, yeah.
It's kind of like it's like a real life version. Or it's like a living a life version of when you see a video where like Dude Perfect or someone's trying to do this insane shot.
Yeah.
And you could see that they've been doing it for probably hours because there's a ton of ping pong balls all over the room. But it's like he hit the shot on his first try.
Yeah.
And he just, all right, well, I'll try the red Michael Jackson jacket.
Now he's in a room full of fucking playing cards and he's just like, his eyes are red.
Yeah. It's like his baby Michael era, when Michael in the purple suit.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
You're like, so much potential. Just do this forever. Make cyberpunk music.
Yeah, I mean, it does sound, again, like the most like a song.
Yeah.
You very rarely hear a song it being plays sung by him.
His strengths, his raspy, low voice. This part, not so much.
What's kind of funny, though...
That is the best part.
What is kind of funny, though, is when it's just him and you hear the crowd going wild, you're like, oh, wow, that crowd's going wild. And then when you see the audience, I don't know if it's piped in or some shit, because they kind of don't look like it's all that happening.
It's Mitch Hedberg's Comedy Central special. They're like, fuck, we need to do something about this.
The Philly Fanatic is in there when they're not showing it. They like when he grabs his penis. They really make it look like Live Aid from that shot, huh? Probably like 200 kids, right?
Oh, he's doing the thing.
Ooh.
I love seeing him do young man things that I've mostly seen him in his 50s. To stand in a place and move his hands.
Oh, like, no way.
Yeah, he
did that. I looked away for a second.
I was like, that's the fucking Good Morning America move. Watch. Right here. He turns around. Boom.
Yes. That. Oh. Yes. That's our favorite.
And it's like... It looks like a normal when this guy, kid is doing it, but then it's like a 55-year-old man.
I'm here, now I'm over here. Never mind the bollocks.
Maybe he just needs to wear more Sergeant Pepper jackets.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the Sergeant Pepper jacket.
Sergeant Pepper jacket on.
Whoa, what?
What's, whoa! What's funny?
All right, we're off the grid. It's because
he's still really bad, but there's something endearing about a little kid. Well, I mean, I guess he's not even that
but
little.
But just a young person.
But just a younger person doing it. There's something endearing about it.
I don't know. The wobble's a bridge too far for even me.
Well,
he's trying to hit the wobble on him. I think he was just feeling it, and he's like, I've been working on the wobble.
Well, even the editor knew not to really show that, kind of. Yeah. They tried to hide it the best they could. Like, it's a shot from behind and then kind of a little off-center shot.
It's a weird misstep in the otherwise very energetic performance.
The otherwise perfect performance.
Wop, wop, wop. He starts fucking twerking out.
Yeah, let me see. I took it back. Let's see it again.
That's all good.
Yeah, see, they're like trying to cut around it as much as they can.
Wop, wop, wop. Oh, man. All right, maybe in motion it's good.
He lost
it. No, it's not.
He's off a beam.
He kind of did it fast and was good. Bring it back again?
Yeah, I brought it back.
Because he's spinning around and some kind of transitions into the WAP.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's way later than you think.
Yeah.
He started cooking and then he did it. Oh, knock the mic stand over.
Dude, it's a complete spaz the whole time.
He was lost in the sauce, and he almost didn't have time to get to the mic. Classic Corey move, by the way.
Yes.
Wait until the last possible second, and then fucking something up.
But there is something, like, I guess, yeah, like you're saying, he's lost in the sauce. Because it's more that he's feeling it, and he's in the moment and having fun.
Yeah.
Where now, he's chasing it. He's only doing it to chase a feeling that ain't coming.
Back in the day, he was lost in, like, the fucking sauce. Like, it was like a good, like, Sweet Baby Ray's. But nowadays, he's, like, fucking lost in the sauce. Yeah. It's like fucking cum.
The sauce.
The sauce.
He just teases it though. He's like, here's a little bit of that.
Just starts throwing his arms around. Like, he's classic. You know, when in a movie,
what
when
is
it's
he?
Like,
classic what? What is it?
It's classic white guy can't dance moment.
Sure.
But like, it's always like, oh, look at a white guy
but
over there.
Gassing
you
him
know
up.
What I mean? Yeah, but you gas him up. But like, he's the quintessential version of it.
Did he win anything in this award show, or was he just like in some movies that kids liked, so they brought him on?
That's a good question. I can't imagine he won anything.
What year was it? He wasn't doing anything.
Well, because this is around. I mean,
he's
this
the Burbs one.
Yeah, this looks like Burbs era Corey, right? Yeah, or maybe a little before Burbs era
what
Corey.
What year was
so
it?
So this is post him claiming he's clean, correct?
Might be before, yeah, because that was like 1990.
Oh, how old do you think he is in this?
Oh, this is 89, looks like. Let me see.
I was going to say, I would have thought this was like 21-year-old
so
Corey.
It was Nicole Eggert. That is the girl that was co-hosting with Will Wheaton.
Because he claims it was like his dark year was like 19, right? Because he gets clean when he's 19. That's like what he always says. And so I would have thought this was after.
So
that.
Though, yeah, this is coked up. This is 25 bags.
Wait.
25 balloons.
This is coked up.
This is 25 balloons a day, Corey.
Well,
over
that's not coked. That's heroin. That's
yeah,
how
so that's
he
what
comes
I mean, yeah.
down from these performances.
Yeah, he's heroined up. Let me see, because there's also appearance from Bobby Heenan at this Kids' Choice Awards.
What?
I'm just looking on Ricky. New Kids on the Block also performed. That's wild.
New Kids on the Block featuring Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Favorite movie actor, Arnold Schwarzenegger won it for Twins. He beat out Eddie Murphy for Coming to America.
Oh,
why was that? Isn't that a rated R movie?
Yeah, there's nudity in
super,
it.
Like, racist.
Full of nudity.
And he beat out Pee Wee Herman for Big Top Pee Wee.
What?
Favorite movie actress, Whoopi Goldberg for Clara's Heart.
What?
She beat out Bette Midler in Beaches and Molly Ringwald in Four Keeps. Is this the Kids' Choice Award?
Yeah, the damn Dames fucking period award?
Yeah, what? I feel it's the gym.
Is it the Dames?
Double check and make sure you're not looking at the Dames period award.
What the hell?
Because I'm convinced that perhaps Jeff is right.
Joy Luck Club and listen to Corey do his motorcycle music?
Favorite movie, the choices were Beetlejuice, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and Police Academy 5.
Okay, Police Academy 5, Bob.
5?
And what do you think won?
Beetlejuice.
Beaches.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Fuck. Oh, wow.
Favorite TV show, The Cosby Show. Ooh, dark. Ooh. beat out Alf in Growing Pains.
What? Alf, did you hear that?
It beat Alf?
Although, favorite TV actor, Alf. Alf won.
Hell yeah.
Oh, there's Alf.
There he goes.
Alf beat Kirk Cameron for Growing Pains and Michael J. Fox for Family
Alf
Ties.
Alf, remind me, Jeff, do you want your shirt?
Sure, is that it?
Oh, yeah, I put that shirt over there. Yeah, it came
Jeff?
From Kim Possible.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Jim.
I told you Jeff would like it.
It's a Jim and Them Hawaiian Corey Feldman shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got like Jim and Them. It's got Corey.
It's Hawaiian.
It's a Hawaiian shirt.
Hell yeah. It's my size, fat. Well, yeah, you know.
This is a weird way to just like self-burn.
I think Kimmy in the chat did say someone better wear the shirt tonight.
I'm going to start giving people crap and be like, you better fucking wear that.
Crap.
I mean, great things.
I like it.
Let me see.
I knew you would.
All right, if you're putting it on, let me go a shot to Jeff as Jeff fires up the shirt.
He's kind of dressed like a future, like when Doc Brown comes back from the future, Jeff is.
Yeah.
Put some fucking crazy sunglasses on Jeff, and I'm looking at Doc Brown. Whoa.
No, that's drippy.
What is my son, become an asshole or something, bro?
Island boy. Corey Feldman, island.
Oh, you got to go three buttons down, Murph. You're casual, down. Bro.
Wearing a shirt.
You got to wear it like a 90s essay.
It's damn Chinese buttons. Fucking work.
That's what they used to call me in high school.
Chinese buttons.
Yeah. Oh,
what are these union men? They don't even fucking work. Union trades.
What
are these Teamsters?
Favorite TV actress, Alyssa Milano for Who's the Boss.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. Now we're talking about the Kids' Choice Awards.
Favorite male musician, Bon Jovi beat DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince and the Fat Boys.
Did all of these categories just have three nominees?
Yeah, they're all three.
I feel like that's like a low
number.
It's
like they didn't trust kids to be able to pick. You know what I mean? Debbie Gibson beat Whitney Houston and Salt and Peppa. Favorite song.
Uh-huh.
Don't Worry, Be Happy got beat. Also, Parents Just Don't Understand by DJ Jazzy Jeff Fresh Prince got beat by Kokomo, the Beach Boys.
Whoa!
Oh, with the Muppets? Oh, they better performed with the
Beach
Muppets.
Boys featuring John Stamos?
Favorite male athlete, Mike Tyson, beat out Michael Jordan and Greg Louganis.
No way. Michael Jordan got beat?
Yeah, by Mike Tyson.
That's crazy.
Favorite female athlete, Florence Griffith Joyner, beat out Janet Evans and Chris Evert.
Oh, sorry, I just woke up.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, that sentence started, I fell asleep, and then I just now woke up.
Favorite sports team, Chicago Bears, beat out Detroit Pistons and the Los Angeles Dodgers. What the fuck?
What?
The Bears.
Yeah, all right. What a fucking...
The Black Sox lost to the Kids' Choice Awards.
You know, these are all just paid for by some producer anyways. It's like...
Yeah, Jeff, look. Jeff is some producer right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jeff bought the victory for Whoopi Goldberg for Clara's Heart.
Yeah, people love Clara's Heart. I'm Island Jeff.
This is my... Hey, I'm a fucking from the island over here. Hey, get out of my island.
Oh, actually... Yeah,
mahalo here.
Oh, fucking mahalo. Oh, shit, what?
Mike.
Yes?
We got some Super Chats.
Oh, okay.
You know what that means? Catching up with Super Chats. Catching up with Super Chats. Yeah! Catching up with Super Chats. Catching up with Super Chats! Here's a few Super Chats that came in over the past, I don't know, 10, 20 minutes.
Okay.
Let me see. Obama.
That beat sounds like California Raisins by MJ. Eyes emoji.
Thank you, Captain EO.
Obama.
Yahoo Serious is a serial home squatter.
Thank you, Supersoft.
Wait, do I have to give these people names?
No.
Oh. Banger. Song's called Something in Your Eyes.
Oh, thank you, Max Murder. That is a banger. No, I just figured out how to pause them so we could play them
Bro
later.
Bro Troopy off the source right now. Cooking.
Thank you, Max.
If I have to give people names, I'll do it.
Obama.
Anonymous dip $10.
Oh, I forgot.
Russian.
Don't fucking pretend like you know what that said.
Anonymous tip $10.
Now is Indian.
I like my Jeff Drippy bro.
Yeah. I'm like the cheese.
I forget if that's from Twitch or that's from something. No, but yeah, there's an Indian voice that we have as well.
Good. That should be the normal voice.
Thank you, Anonymous. And yeah, thank you, J&J. Back to the Corey performance.
See all those little blonde boys freaking out? And the other thing about this is, you know that people like him right now.
Yeah.
Even if he's clearly removed from his peak. But that doesn't mean that like his star has fallen yet, where people are like, fuck this guy. So that's another thing is like right now, when he does stuff like he's cool, it's embarrassing because you know he's not cool. Where right here, you can at least believe a room full of people might like him. So when he does stuff like this, like it just tracks better. Like it doesn't, you don't feel the disconnect.
And I think that timing is also key in kind of his break from reality, I guess. Mm-hmm. Because it really was, because 89, the Burbs came out in 89. Dream a Little Dream came out in 89. We're a year after License to Drive and like 2 years out of Lost Boys. But it really, like, the next year, like, this is his peak. Then he goes to rehab. Then he's on Sally Jesse. Then he's making Meatballs 4. And it's like,
yeah, nowhere to go but up.
It's like, if I could just get back to the Kids' Choice Awards, oh, please take me back.
We're making a Meatballs with an alien. It's going to be really cool.
He doesn't even get to the gem of being in the Meatballs with the alien.
Oh, which one was that?
That was Meatballs 4.1.
That was like Meatballs 3. That was the good, or that was that Porky's? No, that was Meatball. Or was it Porky's
with the alien? Then he's looking through the little hole.
Yeah, the alien's jerking off to some girl in the fucking
dressing room.
It's
Police Academy 6 with the alien.
Oh wait, or was that Meatballs 2?
Ooh, that's funny.
Oh, it was Meatballs 2.
That's great because the first one's just a normal movie.
Yeah, Meathead the alien is in Meatballs 2.
I love Meathead. Pull up Meathead best moments.
No, Meathead rules. Oh,
Meathead the alien.
Yeah, because it really is. The first one's just
like a
coming of age movie. The first one's a coming of age movie with Bill Murray, and the second one has Meathead the alien with Yahoo
yeah.
Serious.
Yeah, they jumped real quick. Whoa, what?
Yeah, we watched it. There's a monkey.
We didn't watch this.
I don't think we watched it, but what? It's a classic. We've talked about it before, I'm pretty sure.
Streamathon.
Yeah, it looks like an E.T. was an elephant.
It really is like such, it's like negative alien design. It's like they're like, racist. can you design us an alien? It's like, my guess.
Yeah,
what about this?
Yeah, Meathead.
Yeah, how about Meathead?
It looks like when they like use paper mache to make a wall look like stone. But yeah. It's just an alien.
No, Meathead, you're going to make his head look like meat?
No. Yeah, aren't you right too, Jeff, that the first one isn't even like,
no,
it's not even like a sex romp, is it?
No, it's just literally like a kind of a coming of age. If like Wet Hot American Summer was like normal.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's just like Bill Murray. Like, it's a good movie.
I thought it was like a Revenge of the Nerds.
It's like
type romp.
They do like a panty raid, but it's like more normal.
Huh. Does it have, because I feel like the reputation is that it's like a Skinamax titties movie.
Yeah.
No. I mean, there's probably titties
but
in
that's
it.
What like Meatball, like once we get to Meatballs 4 for sure, once
well, like,
Corey's there.
Yeah, they go from normal movie to that kid's holding the monkey. There's an alien right there. This is 2. This is Meatballs 2.
Let him play. We haven't even seen Meathead.
This isn't even a scene. It's just a picture. Let me see if I could find it. Is
no.
There...
No.
You don't want to watch fun scenes of Meathead from Meatballs?
Yeah, Meathead's best moments. No other context. You're like,
what the
Flash
fuck?
Meets Meathead. Or just here's one just called Meatballs Meathead.
Okay.
Wait, let me pull it for the chat.
Is that a real monkey or is that a taxidermy monkey?
It's a monkey.
It didn't look like he was moving. Look, it's a taxidermy monkey.
Yeah, he's not moving.
That's Meathead.
I was wrong. I'm so glad we did this.
The door is open.
Where are you from?
Oh, it's that one kid.
Yeah, is that
the
older brother
on the
left? From Wonder Years?
Yeah, it's the older brother from Wonder Years.
Meathead.
He's
Who
in a Christmas story.
Are you?
Oh, he goes, I'm Ted. He says, me, Ted.
What did he say? I think he said Meathead.
Meathead.
Meathead? Meathead's what he said?
He vaporizes him.
Meathead.
I like how there's a cast of 7 kids all going, Meathead? No. Wait, Meathead?
Meathead. You're telling me that's not a real monkey.
Just, you know, curious. We've never seen a something like you before.
Meathead?
We gotta go for breakfast. Do you want us to bring anything back?
Big Mac.
Hey, I say, get me a Big Mac.
I want a Big Mac. I'm a little sleepy. I'm a sleepy.
I want to watch the movie just to find out where he got his like counselor clothes or whatever he's wearing.
Well, there's more clips. We can watch a bunch of YouTube shorts.
Did you bring anything back?
Big Mac.
How does he know about Big Macs?
Yeah, there you go.
Whoa.
We might have to watch that.
Meathead Jackie.
Hey, we got the straight
song. Yeah, right.
Coming up, man. Maybe we watch clips on Meatballs too. Maybe we watch Meatballs 2 comps.
There are a couple more clips.
People are like, I gave money to this. Meatball 2's comps?
When he fades through the cabin though? Come on.
That was great. That was fucking great.
Here we go.
Oh, man. You see the fucking pure joy on his face.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's like, that is something like, I think we mentioned this. Whenever he looks happy or like genuinely laughs, it's like, oh, look, he's actually happy. Because you can
he's
tell.
He's cheesing.
He's just fucking phoning everything in. He's clearly unhappy. He doesn't like anything. So whenever he is happy, you're like, oh, Corey, we're so happy for you. We want you to be happy. Oh, it's gone.
Yeah, we just want you to. Well, we did. At one time, we did.
Not anymore. Yeah. Six YouTube channels later, no more.
Whoa! Oh! What is he doing?
Is he fucking James Brown in it? Like, I can't even take it.
I think he wanted to do the worm, but he's like, I can't do the worm.
I fucking buffed my nuts.
What was I thinking?
I'm boofing. Oh, I boofed.
I biffed my nuts off the kids' stage awards.
Oh, somebody help me. Fuck
my nards. Yeah, he slammed his dick. He's like,
I boofed my nards on TV.
Yeah, fucking boof pack, boof box.
Oh, spray. Shit. Guys, I think Corey's boofed his nards. Somebody get out there.
Fuck.
Yeah, he definitely was going for a worm, I think. Bounced. And he's like, he lost it immediately.
What would you describe that as, Jim? Because I describe it as boofing his nards.
He biffed his nards.
Biffed
right
his nards off.
Dude, that looked like it hurt so bad. Yeah. His nuts were probably too far forward.
But he's even chuckling to himself, like, oh man, I really fucked my ass right there, didn't I?
Really boofed my nards on this one, guys.
Nice recovery, though.
Boof your nards. Now you know. Boof your nards.
I call those moments like zoom in on mic moments. Yeah. Because like sometimes you say stuff and I'm just like, I have no choice but to just look at you in confusion.
Yeah, we both side-eyed each other after that one.
Whenever you put those up, it's always just like...
I need a doctor. You played it too long.
Yeah, it was too long. He's losing it.
I don't think he's losing it. I think he's getting sad already. He's already missing this moment.
Yeah.
It's not even over yet, and he's sad that it's going to be over soon.
I gotta just suck at everything I do.
Oh, fuck. I got to leave the Black Parade and go back to the dojo. He's got Bruce Lee's shirt on.
Joker, thank you. Thank you for sending out some gift memberships.
Ooh, the Joker.
Love to see it.
I'm a Joker.
There are even people now that are just commenting that are like, how do I get a gift membership? I don't know. Hang out. Get one.
Hang out or pay money. They cost like 5 cents. Yeah. You fucking cheap nards. Shit.
My nards are boofed.
My nards are super boofed.
I biffed my nards off the stage.
I biffed my nards and now I'm gay.
Baby fucking gay. Okay, yeah. Woo. Baby, I'm gay.
Whoa, look at that guy. He's boofed.
Damn, he's killing it.
Hit the wah, wah, wah.
There he goes.
No.
It's so weird because this is still 8 years before he's on fucking Stern doing What's Up With Youth.
Yeah, Joker stares right now.
Yeah, Joker stares.
He's Joker stares. This will be a movie.
Yeah, he really is like, wow, this is going to be my life from now on forever.
You see how I biffed my nards out there real hard?
I'm on drugs. I can't even feel my nards. I'm on top of the world. Every crowd I ever perform in front of is going to love me.
Usually I tuck my nards.
Oh, they're doing the Arsenio thing to him. that ugly girl in the crowd's doing the Arsenio.
He had the Huey Duck in the crowd.
You're going to be famous forever, Corey.
Heather Don May in the crowd's loving it.
You there. Paul White in the crowd.
Man, the good old days. You know what? Since that was at Universal Studios, that's actually a decent segue.
Perfect segue.
Didn't even plan it. But yeah, Mike and I were at Universal Studios.
At Fan Fest Nights
this past Sunday. If you don't know what that is, they opened up
This guy boofed his nards on the KCA stage, and it was all downhill from there.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Max. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Halloween Horror Nights at Universal, but it's like that, but not horror. So they had like a walkthrough of Star Trek. They had a Dungeons and Dragons like installation. They opened up the back lot where Back to the Future was filmed, like by the clock tower, and they essentially had like a mini Star Cruiser where actors for like Marty and Doc and Biff, they're on like a 40-minute loop of doing major beats from the movie, and you can interact with them and like just play along with it.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome. All of it was awesome. They had fucking One Piece characters, Jeff. They had Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh, Jujutsu Kaisen himself was there.
Elphaba and Glinda were there.
Yes, yeah. What, Juju Kaisen? Is that what it is?
Jujutsu Kaisen?
Jujutsu Kaisen. Yeah, there was like a movie show from Japan's Universal that they played, which I guess is supposed to be 3D, but we didn't see it in 3D. Yeah. It was anime as fuck. I was like, what is this?
You're not a weeb?
A Nash reaction / review would be a great vid.
Jim's a weeb.
Slang Mantis, thank you. We actually have watched Corbin Nash. We did watch it, right?
Yeah,
so long ago. We watched
Malcolm
it on
McDowell in it.
We watched it on our Patreon. But yeah, no, it was dope. But then, I mean, it was dope in itself.
It was fucking
actually,
awesome.
There's a few things. So
it was fucking awesome. It really was.
It was very cool.
Because we didn't know what to expect. We went into it.
I'm screaming for the dancing, not the voice.
Hell yeah, Robster boy. Thank you. Thank you for the super chat, man. Because
we went into it knowing, like, their pitch is, what if Horror Nights, but not for horror? And then we didn't know anything about it, just that they had some stuff planned, and they had kind of more or less detailed the gist of the Hill Valley thing, but even that we didn't know the extent of until we were in it.
Yes, yeah, so but even before like the event started, when we first got there, we actually were recognized.
Yes, it's fucking cool. We're walking with our VIP group to the area where we get food until before the tour starts, and I'm just like walking, and I just hear, Jim and them! Oh my god, Jim and them! And I look, and I'm just like looking at the guy, and he's like fucking pointing at me. He's like, oh my god, Jim and them, Wolfpack! And then I turn to Jim, and I'm just like looking at Jim like, is this real? Am I awake? And Jim's like, what the fuck? And so Jim starts saying, he's like, oh my god, Jim and them! And he like...
Yeah, I thought it was just someone that Mike knew.
He blows up.
Oh no! At first, I thought it was someone that Mike knew, because he was pointing at Mike, but then he saw me as well, and he's like, oh my god, Jim and them!
And so we kind of like walk over to him like, hi, and he's like, holy shit, I just commented on one of your videos like fucking 10 minutes ago! And we're like, and we're just fucking like... grinning ear to ear, like, oh my god, this is so cool. And our group has to keep walking, so we're like, oh shit, sorry bro, we're in a group. And he's like, oh, can we take a picture really quick? And we're like, fuck yeah. And we're like high-fiving and like just like we're the picture of us is just like us like laughing because
yeah,
we're just
on,
like,
let me pull it up
because we're so happy.
His last comment was like, fell off.
Let me pull it up for the chat.
But yeah, he's just literally shouting like, and like, then he yells, Wolfpack!
Fuck Corey Feldman!
Fuck Corey Feldman!
Whoa. They're like, permission to take him down. The snipers in the towers.
Yeah, he had red beads all over him, but I stood in front of him. I was like, no! My body is his shield.
I cannot breathe.
So, yeah, it was very cool to run into someone from the Wolfpack out in the wild. That was exciting as it is to start our night.
Yeah, it was like the first 10 minutes of being at Universal Studio. We're walking with a VIP group, getting recognized, feeling like fucking cool guys.
And then later in the night, we do our tour.
Yes.
And then after our tour is done, we can kind of just roam around. And so we head down towards the tram to go onto the back lot, where they're doing the Back to the Future thing. We'd already done it, but like, oh, let's go check it out again. And as we're going there, Mike's like, oh my god, Jim. And I look ahead of him, and it's none other.
I am giddy, by the way. I turn around, I'm like, Jim, oh my god, Jim, look. And then Jim looks, and like, instant recognition. Instant recognition, because Jim's like, Mike, let's just act like we're just taking a picture of you just like hanging out in front of the studio tour line, because we saw a very
none
familiar
other
face.
Then Nepo Baby Bodyguard.
Yeah, baby.
Yes.
Woo!
Corey Feldman's bodyguard was there.
And
the first thing, Mike sees him, and then I see him, and then I'm like, oh, Mike, let me get a picture of you, know?
I just to make sure, because my brain recognized him, but I look to his waist, and I see 1,000 keys, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's him. It's him for sure.
And that's why I was like, oh, shit. Like, the first thing I thought was, like, let me pretend I'm taking a picture of Mike just so he's in the background, so we know. So here's two pictures. Here's Nepo Baby Bodyguard behind Mike.
We're not tricking anybody. You can see him. He's looking straight at us because he's like, wait
especially
a second,
in
that's
this
Jim
one.
And Mike.
And his buddy is like fucking, his buddy's like, kind of sees that we're doing something.
We think that maybe his buddy is famous to someone because he was kind of like, sort of like playing scarce whenever we were around.
His buddy was not having it. He did not enjoy it. So we see him. We got these two pictures and we're heading away to get on the tram. And I'm like, I'm like talking to Mike. I'm like, what if Corey might be here? What if Corey's here somewhere? And as we're about to leave, and I'm like, I gotta go ask him if Corey's here. It's like, I can't. I mean, this is destiny's hand guiding me. We can't just pass this opportunity up. I have to go back and talk to him. And Mike's like,
look
I don't
happy
know.
I am. Yeah, well, Mike, I was worried that like you never know because we've noticed we've learned that a lot of people that are in his side of things either rightfully don't like us or have heard about us and they've obviously heard the same version that Corey heard where we're like preying on his son. And, and so we're like, for all we know, this guy is like, oh, it's those fucking guys. And that's all he knows about us. And that's all he's heard.
So I'm like, Mike, just film me real quick, just far away. I'm going to go walk up to him. I'm going to go talk to him. I'm like, I can't not talk to him. I got to. And so I walk up to him and I'm like, excuse me, sir. Is Corey here? And he kind of looks at me for a second.
Good evening, cowards.
And again, he's clearly already noticed us. Look at all the pictures. Yeah. He's like looking straight at us. He knows it's us.
And he's like, should he be? And I'm like, I don't know. You tell me. I'm like, you know him, don't you? And he's like, maybe. And he's like, who's asking or something? And I'm like, oh, my name's Jim. And he's like, oh, Jim, huh? and he's like, asking for who? I'm like, oh, I'm Jim from Jim and Them. And he's like, yeah, yeah, I know. He's like, yeah, I know. I'm like, yeah. I was like, yeah, we have like a thing. We have like this thing going on.
And I hear that, by the way. And so I'm like, there's no reason for me to be filming anymore. I'm just going to walk over.
And I'm just saying like, you know, hey, we're just some guys, right? And he's like, yeah, but like, what's the end game or something like that? And I'm like, we're just having fun online. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, end game? Like, we're just having fun. We're just some guys. And he's like, yeah, but you know... what did he bring up? He was like,
I think
he
brought up the Zen stuff, but not very seriously.
Yes.
It's almost more like he had heard like,
you know what he brought up? He's like, oh yeah, but you know, you got him signing boxers. And like, he knew that.
Yeah, he did bring that up.
He's like, oh yeah, you got him signing boxers and all that. And I'm like,
that wasn't us.
But, you know, that wasn't us.
Cause he yelled at the bodyguard for that. He's like, how'd you let him through? How?
And then Mike comes up. So yeah, we just started talking to him and we're just saying like, hey man, we're just people, guys. We're just people, dude. We're not villains. We're not these villains that you want to paint us out, that he wants to paint us out to be.
And we were charismatic and magnetic immediately because he was like instantly just like, yeah, I'm just gonna like, you could tell he got disarmed very quickly. He was, I won't call him defensive at first, but you could tell that he was like, oh great, who are they? Like, I know who these guys are. What's this gonna be? And very very quickly, all of that like standoffishness melted away, and it was just like people hanging out.
Yes. Yeah. And we just kind of chatted a bit. Like, you know, he wasn't like going against Corey in any way.
No.
But it was also like, what's he supposed to do? Beat us up because we went and just like politely talked to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We totally did disarm him by just chatting with him for a little bit.
And being funny and cool.
Yes. Yeah. And then I even asked him, I said like, hey, is it cool if we get a picture?
Oh, before that, he goes, wait, what do you guys... He's like...
Oh, goes, how long are you guys in town for?
Yeah. And then he's like, do you guys even know my name? And we're like, well, on the show, we call you Nepo Baby Bodyguard.
Yeah, we're like, yeah, we know you as Nepo Baby Bodyguard. what is his name? His name
Chris.
Is Chris, that's right.
Yeah. Because he gave us his card.
He gave us his card. He is like a bodyguard for the stars, and... he has like the largest Jaws collection in the world.
Dude, which is fucking awesome, by the way.
What does that mean?
Dude, he's just got memorabilia and shit.
But his dad was like involved. His dad like designed the harpoon gun or something like that.
Yeah.
He had mentioned something.
His dad made weapons, and so they hired him to make the harpoon gun for the movie.
Yeah, and then I was like, so you are a Nepo Baby Bodyguard. But I think he thinks that when we say that, we're saying that he's a bodyguard for Nepo Babies. But no, we're saying... You're the Nepo baby.
To me,
and you're a bodyguard.
To me, now he's just my friend Chris.
Yeah, now he's just Chris.
Now he's just my boy fucking Chris.
But then he's like, yeah, how long are you guys in town for? And we're like, oh, we're heading back tomorrow. And he's like, I could just tie you up, throw you in the back of the truck, and bring you on over to Corey's house.
Which by the way, he said that like as a fun goof. Like, you could tell that he was like, dude, wouldn't it be funny?
Yes, like, if dude, I just like...
If I showed up to Corey's
you guys,
house...
He's like, I could knock your heads together,
yeah, coconuts
handcuff
heads,
you,
yeah.
and throw yeah. you in the back, and then serve you up to Corey's house. Yeah,
hey, Corey, look like what I got.
Fooled you up like Reacher.
And he was having fun with the idea of that. It didn't feel threatening. It felt like he was very much in on like, dude, this would be fucking funny.
And then I was like, you know what? Can we get a picture? And he was kind of a little like hesitant at first, but then he was like, yeah, fine. I think he was kind of like just weirdly flattered that we wanted a picture with him.
When
though,
we
too.
Made it clear, we're like, I think the people in our Discord would like it. It's not meant to be like a big social media thing. And he's like, because I'm not a social media guy. So
And I even told him, I said, if you don't want us to post this, we won't. I was like, we can just get a picture and we don't even have to post it. And he's like, it's fine. He's like, if you want to post it, it's fine.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, again, it's not like he's not really like co-signing us. Although, I mean, it is a pretty cool
look at this
picture.
Fucking picture.
It is a pretty badass.
Also, I would imagine that, like, he's got no direct gripe against us. He happens to work for/with a guy who's having, like, a pretty public issue with us. But to then be chill with us, like, he's like, well, I don't want to be a dick. But these guys are being cool, so I want to be cool. But then if I'm in a picture, does it make it look like I'm doing something weird? And then I have to talk to Corey about it. Like who knows? Like, but he was cool about basically everything. And then, like, he's just this fucking guy just covered in, like he's got a denim jacket. It's basically a battle vest. It's got Jaws shit all over it. And he's, like, asking us what we're here, like, what we're enjoying. And he's like, oh, yeah, fucking I've got this Jaws collection. Gives us his cards. Shows us fucking pictures of it.
Yeah. So, yeah, we just chatted him up. We got a picture. And then...
shook his hand, thanked him.
Yeah, shook his hand. Told him to put in a good word for us with the fell dog. And then we headed over to the Hill Valley area for Back to the Future. And then, like, 40 minutes later...
Yeah, we were almost on our way out.
On 40 minutes later, and I happen to snap this, I'm talking to Mike, and then behind me, a guy grabs me by the neck, puts me in a chokehold.
Yeah, I see him walking up, and he's like, giving me the
quiet. I'll just kill you.
And, actually, let me pull this up.
I'll just kill you right now. Yeah, I do these jokes right.
Well, but that's the great thing, though, is that at this point, he is so charmed and disarmed and, like, friendly with us that he's like, hey, it's the guy. Yeah. I'm going to go up and, like... I'm going to do a bit and then I'm going to talk to him because, like, he was there with people. He was clearly at Universal, but he was like, there's those guys. Let's go hang out with
you
them.
You guys start singing Beauty and the Beast together. A tale as old as time.
But yeah, I had my camera out, so I did get this picture, like, after he let me out of the chokehold. You can even see the fucking clock tower in the background. Yeah. We're on the Hill Valley set here.
You can tell he's smiling just by looking at his eyes.
And I think part of it, too, was that it was almost like, you know, we came up to him earlier, so he probably saw us. He was like, I'm going to go talk to those dudes again.
Yeah.
And then then he starts showing us, like, pictures in his phone. Like, he's worked for, like, everybody.
Dude, everyone. At one point in time, he made the joke that Corey. It's like, it'd be easier for you to tell us who you haven't worked for.
Yeah.
Because it was just, like, rock stars and actors and, like, people you've heard of, people that were in charge of things and maybe you didn't know their name, but then, like, A-list celebrities, like everyone, right? Music acts from throughout the years, like everybody.
Yeah, he had a ton of pictures hanging out with Slash, but, like, you could see it was, like, super young Slash to then, like, more now. Like, he's known Slash forever, basically.
He has that big collection of Jaws memorabilia. He got a custom-made version of Quint, like a Madame Trousseau, like, fucking wax figure. Like, it looked like a
real person.
Like, it looked
like
a human man that he was, like, he had it, like, commissioned and put in his, like, collection. It was fucking awesome.
Man, the magic of friendship and theme parks.
He had a bunch of the sharks. He has, like, two of the animatronics from, I think it was, like, the Jaws 2 and then, like, an old one from a ride or something. Like, but he's got tons of shit. He had, like, pictures of him with, like, Roy Schreider and Steven Spielberg and... just like, and you could see him, like, really young version, and then him getting like older alongside the celebrities, and it's just like just this endless supply of stuff. And he's just like hanging out with us, like talking about that stuff and showing us this stuff.
Sounds like a Jaws Phantomatronic.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell him you said that.
Yeah, we invited him to go to HHN with us.
Yeah, we told him we're going to email him the dates we're going to be there. And he was like, okay.
You'd be Leatherface. Leatherface at every haunted house. You just...
Yeah, I think we're saying we're going to hire him for something so he could be our bodyguard somewhere.
I think we made a joke that like I'm often scared in the haunted houses so he can walk around and like make sure the scare actors leave me alone.
Yeah, he grabs them all in chokeholds.
But yeah, it was very cool that of all the people to it was double cool because we got recognized and we ran into that fellow Wolfpack goon that was at Universal, and then later in the night, Nepo Baby bodyguard himself in the flesh,
just standing there,
just standing there,
literally like God, like a fucking video game, like picked him up and then just put him down, like waiting for us to walk by.
The sounds have
it was fucking crazy, and then the fact that he was cool and he like. Again, now just friend of the show, Chris.
I mean, friendship arc, 2020 epic. 2020 epic is the year of the friendship arc.
Yeah, it was. I mean, imagine like you know that he's telling people the same story we're telling people.
Yeah,
and he's like, yeah. And then they just saw them coming down the escalator. At first, they thought I didn't notice them, so they're trying to take like sly pictures of me. But then we just hung out.
Oh, did they not play?
It's a silent.
Thank you, E-Rock. It was, how does broke-ass Corey afford a goat bodyguard like Chris? Ooh. Good question.
I bet you that's where all Corey's money goes to, because this guy's legit. Yes. This guy's not some fly-by-night nobody. We haven't seen him for like years and years and years.
And actually, before I forget, we did get an email as well, a very cool email. From
the
another
in the mailbox
from President another Obama. Fellow Wolfpacker that was up in Astoria by the Goonies house, and she was wearing her Filth Pig shirt. So
she was like making a big deal.
Thank you, Joker. $10. Thank you for the super chat, my man. Appreciate it.
She was making a big deal, but she's like, "Oh, I was so excited to get my shirt so that I could wear it next, like in the picture of the house."
It's super cool. This is super cool. Repping Filth Pigs at the Goonies house itself. Put another mark in the fucking 2020 epic, baby.
Put another macaroni in your cap. Call you Yankee Doodle.
I mean, if there's something more epic, 2020 epic, than us hanging out with Chris, friend of the show, Chris, tell me what it is, Jim, because I don't know.
You get your Filth Pig shirt at merch.jimandthem.com, ladies and gentlemen. I do actually have some quick clips from the Back to the Future thing so at Universal could pull up here.
The principal, Strickland, you know how he's like always calling everyone slackers and like getting after teenagers?
Well, I have that.
Oh, we you have that?
Well, yeah,
oh, okay,
just,
cool.
Let me pull it up. One second.
Yeah, because it was, so if people don't know what we mean by this, by the Star Cruiser. The Star Cruiser was like the Star Wars immersive, like two-day thing. God, you're right. Yeah, and so that they wanted it to feel like you were in a slice of Hill Valley. So they're acting out like a really quick version of the movie, and you can like, oh, hey, it's Marty McFly arriving. Hey, it's Lorraine meeting him and learning his name. Hey, it's the Enchantment Under the Sea dance. And you're just kind of like, I'm in it. I'm a part of it.
Yeah, and it is literally, it's in the back lot on the square where the clock tower is. So you are basically on the set where they shot Back to the Future. I think they also shot Gremlins there.
Yeah.
So just usually, because sometimes even when you go on the studio tour.
Cowards.
Sometimes even when you go on the studio tour, it's not, they're filming there, so you don't even get to see it.
Yeah.
So it's cool that they have this event. So I have a few quick clips from when we were there. This is us just kind of arriving in the area.
Oh my God, you're right. Yeah, he's just like walking around.
And yeah, Marty was walking around. Oh, it's me and Doc.
What do you think?
Is it patented?
Oh, sorry.
Well, because I mean.
Huh?
I could take the idea, maybe.
You could, but you couldn't remember the equation.
I got it right here.
No, you don't.
Yes,
what,
I do.
What is that?
Don't worry about
it. It's like a cigar holder.
It is. Yes, you're right. It's a cigar holder.
In the future.
Mm-hmm.
I know this one.
Well, what was it, though? What was it for?
Don't worry about it. Pay no attention to it. Eyes on your own paper.
Give me a little bit more information on it.
Okay. This is what we call flex compression. Positive, negative, and neutral neurons all generating in the center and then generating power out.
And what does that do?
It creates time travel.
That's baloney.
Well, if you're not going to steal it, you don't believe it, then here it is.
Oh, perfect.
Like malarkey.
Absolutely.
They did. They told us to use old-timey words so that we wouldn't stand out during in a different time.
Yeah, and it's kind of like when you go to like medieval times or like Plymouth Plantation.
Renaissance Fair.
Yeah, because everyone's like, if you got your phone or something, like, what is that contraption? Because it's 1955.
What are these odd clothes you're wearing?
Here's just a quick segment. This is just George and Lorraine.
Destiny.
Oh, and Marnie.
You're the best.
I hated this guy, by the way.
I was just about to say, we hated this guy. This guy to the left with the beard.
What? He didn't. He couldn't read the room. He was trying to get too involved, and but in a bad way.
Yeah, I mean,
he was like, "What's her name from fucking Star Cruiser?" The girl we hated.
Jules.
Yeah, he was like Jules.
On one hand, I get it. Like, you're just trying to take part in it, but on the other hand, it's kind of like you're too trying to be the main character. Like, he kept being like, Marty, tell him that. Tell George to say he's your density. Like, he was trying to be the guy that was, like, guiding the scene, which is, you know, hey, we'll try to do that, too. I think we just didn't like that he was doing it.
No,
it's
that he did a bad job.
He did kind of do a bad job.
We saw that in Star Cruiser, too. Sometimes, like, people are just, they don't know what to fucking do.
Yeah, be like the Shermanator and his mom on the right. Who's that guy with his mom?
I have to go to the dance with you.
What?
So yeah, they're just playing through the scene. Oh, here's Biff. We loved Biff.
Oh yeah, we were. Jim had a moment where
coming up here.
Okay, I'll tell.
Bald.
He's just talking shit to Strickland.
So
that's not nice.
I could start with you. Bald!
Oh!
No,
okay. Just a hit shot.
Oh, wow. Thanks for that applause.
One more thing. I will be doing perimeter checks and issuing detention as necessary. Have fun.
Check that perimeter on your head.
He said it. He said
it. Colonel like Mustard? Me.
Don't blame me. No, it wasn't me.
They're trying to blame me.
No. Of course it wasn't me.
They're trying to get me in trouble. Oh, and Biff was burping at everybody. Tries to burp at me.
Oh. Did you not have a date to the dance?
Lorraine, idiot.
But I saw her over there. Well, where is she? Where is she? I heard, does Biff not have a date to the dance? That's what I thought.
And there's our mics getting yelled at by Strickland.
Strickland kept getting mad at me for having my hat backwards like a slacker.
It was the wind, a stiff wind blowing, twisted around.
This is like the third time he had to talk to me.
Not me.
Worst slacker right there on stage.
Yeah. I like that guy.
He's great.
Yeah, no, Strickland was great.
No, the guy to the left chewing.
Oh, well, it was great because this is hours later when we came back. Like, it was, you could see it was daytime there. We come back hours later and Strickland found Mike again.
He
with his
spotted me
head.
Like a fucking eagle, and I didn't even notice him. And then suddenly he's fucking there, and it's like, you know what? I think I just need detention.
Maybe I just can't get it through my head.
I was letting it all be easy. I was in good mood. Took advantage of my magnanimity.
I would never take advantage of you.
That's only because you don't even know what magnanimity is. It's like, is that fine?
Right? Sir, I can't even spell it. I'm sorry.
You've been slapping. Now turn your head around. One and final. Now, what is your name?
Mike.
Which I got to keep this, by the way. He actually wrote me a detention slip.
That's cool.
With my name and the reason for detention was slacking.
This will be my fourth. But for different things. I would never do the same thing twice.
This is actually, we were hanging out with Nepo Baby Bodyguard right here.
Yeah, he's just like hanging out with us right now.
Yes, you brought your A game.
Oh, which by the way, after Strickland walked away, he pulled up a picture of him with the actor who played Strickland in Back to the Future. He's like, hey, here's us.
Dude, he had it on deck. It came to the point where it's like, we couldn't even get away with him. He kept showing us all of his celebrity friends.
He'd known everybody.
Because you can slide him this area. Area B, Area C, Area D, it's slacking all over.
Sorry.
So, Mike, I need to straighten you out once and for all. So you're seeing me at my office Monday night at 5 p.m.
I gave my mom that detention slip and she started crying. She was so fucking stoked.
Yes.
Where the school paper, I want you to hold this.
She's like, detention again?
Once and for all. Take two photographs. Here's the first.
Okay.
You're going to straighten me out. You're
he was treating Jim like Jim worked for the school newspaper.
Yeah, yeah.
End him.
Any more fences, and we will. You watch yourself too, young man.
No, I'll rat him out.
Fall victim to slacking with this element.
And this is a... It's just a quick thing. They just had the clock tower. Lightning struck. That was dope. Marty got Back to the Future.
Oh, and like over where the DeLorean was, it literally was like fire on the street and a spinning license plate.
Actually, this one Dungeon quick thing. Dragon. This is me giving Vicious Mockery to, what, Xanathar?
Yeah, so
Vicious Mockery.
Vicious Mockery is a bard spell. It's where you like... literally infuse magic into your words to the point where you like physically hurt someone with your words. And so they were telling us like, you need to, we're going to teach you this spell and we're going to go and we're going to rob Xanathar. And we're there with this dwarven bard and this tiefling rogue. And then we came across Xanathar, which was fucking awesome. And so they're like, guys, it's time. Everyone start using Vicious Mockery.
And there's only one way I know how to do Vicious Mockery.
Vicious Mockery, now! Insult him!
Yeah, you sack of shit! You fucking morons! What the fuck is wrong with you?
Hey,
fucking
come on!
Retard! You're an idiot!
Called him a retard.
Piece of shit! Fucking sack of shit!
Sack of shit's great.
I knew I had to wait for it to get a little quiet to throw one out there too, just so everyone could hear. That's how good I am.
The tiefling rogue was so hot. That's her right there. She's so hot. Me and Stella were talking about all night about all. There's just hot chicks everywhere.
Yeah, I'm aware of the works of Dostoevsky.
But yeah, there we go. That was our FanFest nights. But yeah, couldn't believe that we ran into motherfucking Nepo Baby Bodyguard.
And Xanathar?
Xanathar in the same night?
Yeah, can you imagine?
Oh, shit. No, actually, I'll save that. Hold on, I had something, but I'm going to save that for part two.
You're saving your nut?
It was a great time. We had a great time.
I'm going to edge my nut.
Lots of fun moments, lots of weirdly Jim and them moments for an event that was just us thinking we were going for fun.
Yes. Yeah, it was very cool. But anyways, yeah, real quick, before we finish up part one then, let me see what's next on this video scrapbook. Let me see what's after the...
I thought that was part of it.
It's all in this. It all comes in the box set.
I was like, I didn't know you guys were in the scrapbook.
I need to skip way.
This is like the end.
I know.
Freezes for 30 seconds.
Right. 40 seconds of black screen.
It's Nepo Baby Bodyguard with the flat top.
Yeah. Is he at a mall?
Yeah, what is this one at?
No, no, that's like a
bummer. There's the back thing again. Yeah. We love that.
They're going nuts.
Yeah, it's like they're looking at someone who's cool and handsome.
It is wild that he got any type of reaction like this.
Yeah.
Oh, it's our favorite, the New Kid in Town song.
Is that our favorite?
I think it's in the documentary.
My favorite's Living in a Fishbowl, Jim.
Well, but your actual favorite is There's a New Kid in Town.
Sure. I like that he's dressed like from the Three Amigos.
He does look like that.
If he had a sombrero on, he'd literally look like that.
He's the parrot version, though.
He's definitely ballooning right now, though, off the fucking H, right?
Oh, Union? Yeah. He's ballooning.
Yeah, he's looning for sure.
Union.
Yeah.
Nah. Threw his neck out, looning. Woo! That guy went, woo!
It is great to even have this worthless scrapbook.
Yeah, like cell phone footage before cell phone.
Yeah, because it's really like, it's just all drivel, kind of. Like,
well, it's something, I get why he wants it.
Yes.
But it's not something anyone else would want.
Yeah, even a big fan. It's cool to see, I mean... It's funny because I was gonna say it's cool it's cool to see this in a package like a documentary, but it wasn't even cool to see it in a documentary because it was so horribly edited. But if it was done by anyone with any type of that wasn't like fully incompetent,
like a talented person,
yes, it would be interesting to see it there. But it's even worse to just see the raw like garbage of it.
Corey needs more people like Chris surrounding him, people that know what they're doing.
Chris would know. Just being the gayest guy and everyone loves it.
I'm a gay guy. Gonna be gay. Okay. The guy's like, woo.
There it is, our favorite. It's like a gritty kind of.
What's he doing?
He kind of hit the gritty at the end.
Ooh, it's like Ray Lewis coming out at halftime. Okay, now.
It's almost out of a comedy sketch where someone's doing the worst thing and the crowd's going wild. Yeah. Like, it doesn't seem real. Dynamite. Yeah, it doesn't seem real at all.
Napoleon Dynamite looking ass.
Or what is it? Is it like in Wet Hot American Summer when he does the worst thing and the crowd just sits there silent for a second and then they burst into like crazy applause?
Yeah. Yeah, he moves. He uses telekinesis.
It's great that he's got three belts on with like 20 belt buckles.
Yeah, he's a bandolero.
Yeah, I'm gay.
Corey shot first.
You know what also is endearing about the dance? It's only
down his penis.
It's endearing on one condition, if it's all just freestyle off the dome.
Sure.
Like, if any of this is rehearsed, like planned choreography, then it's like
it's
terrible.
I think freestyle off the loon.
Planned
off the loon.
He's sweating so hard. You're barely moving.
I think it's planned in so much as like he knows the moves, but I think he is stringing them together randomly.
Gotcha.
That's what I think. And I'm an expert.
That's good. You want me to have a bad time. Okay. This next song I'm going to do is a song that I wrote.
Mother by Danzig.
Michael CK Rock.
Is my next single, which is going to be released, my first single, and it's going to be released in about 3 weeks.
This crowd let him down.
What's up with youth?
What up with the youth?
Oh, In Your Eyes.
In Your Eyes.
That's the one he was playing at Kids' Choice Awards.
I call this song Evil Ascension Millennium.
X Front. Yes. Yeah.
Now I want to hear the studio version.
He's acting like I'd act if like there were bees all around me. And I was like, there's fucking bees.
It is great. It's like a Law and Order beginning.
Yeah, it's a detective TV show. Or like Kickboxer.
It's like that Who Can I Be Now song.
Little Hall & Oates section. This is good.
It sounds like a song at least.
I mean, they didn't do much to fix his voice. It just sounds like a bad voice.
Baby. Actually, let's try to sync it up. Let's see if we can do what they couldn't do.
Nailed it. It's already working.
Analyzing video.
Baby, I know you've lost your soul.
question, but let it go. He should go back to this sound.
Yeah, it's good.
It should just mix it up a little bit with Sunset Boulevard.
I mean, that is the retro thing. Like, wasn't that the Weeknd was doing, like, hey, yeah, my songs yeah. sound like they're from the 80s.
This is great. This is like Miami Vice.
This, yeah, it would be in like Vice City or something.
Yeah, it does sound like something that would be on the radio when you're like driving from one mission to another.
About to shoot up some Miami drug lords.
You're trying to find a truck to do a fucking sick jump off of.
I mean, this would rock in Vice City.
Nice day for a Corey Feldman gay wedding. Nice day for a gay wedding. That's a good song.
As I say, his belts are falling off. And then he just, like, pulled it off
like,
completely.
Ah, fuck it.
Yeah, he starts yelling at his belt man.
I'm sure the girls went crazy, though, once he took a belt off.
He took one of his 10 belts off!
Wah,
he's
wah,
shaking
wah.
Them buns. Whoa. This is the original cocoa buns.
That's America's ass.
He couldn't hit that with four belts on. Perfectly synced.
What was that face? See that face he made?
He's meeping it.
What's that? What was that part?
Not the same to me.
There's something.
See, this is bordering on bad dancing, like
yes.
like modern Corey.
No.
Like when Elaine dances and everyone's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
But again, whatever it is, it's just there's innocence behind it.
Yes. Like, and that helps.
You're just kind of like, ah, he's having fun out there. Because people try to pull that shit now. Like, they'll comment on our videos and they'll be like, what's the problem? He's just having fun. And I'm like, well, if you knew anything about Corey Feldman, he's not having fun.
He refuses to have fun.
He's not having fun at Loserville.
He like, chose in his eyes. He thought he'd be having fun now. And that's why he's taking things so seriously. But he's like, nope,
no.
I have to take it seriously forever until it's good. And then I'll have fun later.
Give us your belts.
Settle down. There's enough to go around.
There's enough belts for everyone.
Like, you know what people say, like, oh, I'll rest when I'm dead. He was always like, oh, I'll have fun when I'm dead, but he, like, meant it. Looking like Balky.
Yeah, it's tangling.
He had the whole world in his hands, man.
Yep, sure did.
Yeah, is that like a VFW hall? Like Bane is up next. Come on, motherfuckers!
They have to clear out real fast because they have to start getting ready for the wrestling show.
Ah! He fell that hole. I'm getting mugged.
The nun's face.
actually, hold on. That dub, that reminded me. Someone did make a dub. A new dub.
Dubski.
Let me pull this up here.
New Dub City.
Now I'm gay. I boof my nards.
I boof my nards so hard.
Baby gay, y'all.
Help me, Doc. I boofed my nards.
I biffed them off the stage. Nards all over the place. Nards all over the place.
Okay, yeah, here we go. Someone made this, a listener made this. They posted it on the Piscord. Thank you, Vash. Have you heard the new...
Wait, Vash the Stampede?
Ooh, I think so.
The million double himself? Dollar man?
Have you heard the new Kanye song that was released?
Ooh, yeah.
Lined it up with some Today Show Corey Feldman.
Oh my God. It is a good... It's a banger. It's undeniably a summer banger. You haven't heard the new Ye? Man, these people took my kids from me, then they froze my bank
account. So much anger in me, got no way to take it out. You don't like this, Jeff.
No, wait for it. My nitrous. Yes, I am a cook. I like when people fuck like on a drop. My dish. You did a post on Twitter, they telling me, hey, don't say that. How niggas can't see me in public, I'm driving an all-grown Maybach. With all of the money and fame, I still can't get my kids back. With all of the money and fame, I still don't get to see my children. Niggas see my Twitter, but they don't see how I be feeling. So I became a Nazi, yeah, bitch, I'm the villain. Nigga, how Hitler? Nigga, how Hitler? They don't understand the things I say on Twitter. Nigga, how Hitler? They
Does he not think he's fucking paper thin? Transparent as hell.
It kind of syncs up with the performance. But yeah, I mean, it
one
is
of the
so...
funniest things you could ever say is NHH. They don't understand what I'm saying. Get it, Mike?
It is like kind of like 4chan fucking like edgelord shit. It's really wild that he's been doing the whole like Nazi thing for like 3 years at this point, yeah, on his boom, Twitter. Because I was watching an old Red Bar from 2022 when he was talking about it. I was like, it's been that fucking long.
Yeah, Jesus. That drop though.
You can't
deny.
Get
Dave Blunts at the end. Come on. He's yelling. Ah. Of course. It's like Avicii.
It's funny watching it with a Corey Feldman performance,
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, you get lost in.
I mean, it is. It's really like
it's
I don't
a
know.
Lot.
What are you supposed to? What are you supposed to even react? Like, how do you even react at this point?
Oh yeah, playing the end of the song.
I don't know if you've. I don't think I've even heard the end. Is there something different at the end?
It's a sample.
Oh no, he didn't do it. Did he? He didn't do that sample, did he?
Yeah. I don't know what he's saying. Stage song of the summer. We're bumping it in Orlando.
Jesus Christ. I didn't make it this far. I didn't know he did this as
it's
well.
It's the interlude.
It's so stupid, dude.
Yeah. That synth,
you can't deny the drop and you can't deny the synth. John Carpenter would be proud.
It's fun.
John Carpenter would be like, that rock.
When the chorus comes in, it's like you can't always get what you want by the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, absolutely free, man. Another White Boy Summer on the horizon.
yeah, featuring Kanye West. Oh, yeah. Yay, I mean, yay.
What did you think about that, Mike?
It's bad, but it was like it's supposed to be bad, but he thinks that that's clever. It's kind of, like I said, it's kind of embarrassing.
It's so wild
it's,
to even.
It's kind of pathetic, I think, is actually the right word.
It's so wild to even think about like his. I mean, to keep it modern, his crash out. Like, uh-huh. I can't tell if it's like a premeditated crash out, if it's like. I mean, I guess it's always been about attention for Kanye. He is kind of being avant-garde, though. He's going for something.
It's metal as fuck.
But, like, it's not subversive when you do the same thing for four years straight.
Yeah.
There's nothing subversive anymore, dude. It's not clever. Like I said, it's kind of pathetic. It's, like, sad because he just wants attention so bad
that
he's gotten to the, I guess I'll write a song that says Hail Hitler in it. Like, that's just kind of sad.
Well, it's talking with my GF about it, and they're like the song is about a bunch of non-artful... The song is art, but it's about a bunch of stupid shit he did. So it's like, it's not like if you make a cool painting of you being a shithead, it's still like, yeah, the song's
yeah,
good.
Was he talking about how they won't let him see his kids
yeah,
and all
that like,
stuff?
Yeah, it's like, of course, yeah. They can't see your kids. Yeah. But I'm a cuck. I like seeing people fuck my wife or whatever.
The message like, well, hey, if you're gonna treat me like a villain, then I'll just go all in. Is that what he's going
that's
for?
The, yeah. They don't understand him on Twitter.
Yeah.
NHH.
Then fine. Yeah. And Duquesne, he had Hi Hitler on his super chat. I don't think it read it because
what? Why?
Goddamn Google. The fuck?
Yeah, maybe it's in your saved super chat.
It is funny though because it's like all the streaming platforms took it down. But in a way, but that's like what you're going for if you're doing that, I feel.
No. It's a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah. Make it a Super Bowl commercial, Mike. Yeah.
I think what
make
it
a Stanley Cupper.
You know what? To make it topical, he thinks he's like, hey, I'm Corey. Every time you make fun of me on the Today Show, I sell 1,000 records.
Yeah,
he thinks it's cool for everyone to take his music down, but it's like, bro, people liked you when you were normal. If you just put up a song, it would probably be more popular than you making a bad song as a goof and then going, but everyone's talking about it. It's like, no, that's not how, like, you're actually doing worse than if you did something on purpose.
Nah, NHH, bro, come on. Nah. Hang loose.
But I don't even
have
get...
a bracelet, like a cool puka bracelet.
Mahalo.
NHH.
Well, because even like a few months ago when he just kept like he was just posting like constant porn on his feed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I know this is like obvious, but I'm just thinking like, is someone going to help this man? Like, is anyone going to help him?
Yes.
Is this going to be a, well, I guess he wouldn't have the same sympathy of like, you know, now when we look back when Britney Spears shaved her head and was like attacking people with umbrellas and shit.
Yeah.
Now, like we all kind of laughed at the time and was like, oh, she's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And then a few years later, everyone's like, what was wrong with us? Why did we not have sympathy for this person clearly in pain?
Yeah.
Like, are we going to get to that point with Kanye?
Well, but Kanye's like us on like TikTok being like, is this person being an idiot on purpose? And it's like, yeah, you know, like there's no question. If there was like a, where does it start and end? Is the line blurry? But it's not. It's just fine. It's like I said, it's transparent. And so it's like, oh, okay. You know, he's doing it. He's doing what he thinks is like fake edgy. And so it's like, oh, okay, so there's nothing interesting there. If he made us want, like wrestling, if you wondered, is it a shoot? Is it not a shoot? Like, where does the real and the fake end and begin? That's what keeps people like.
Well,
Kanye's
a big supporter of kayfabe for sure.
But what I'm saying is he's doing a bad job of kayfabe. No, like, we see the razor in his hand.
No, the problem is, yeah, we all laughed when he started hanging out with the Red Skull on his ranch.
Yeah,
right.
And
then the Red Skull, he holds the Cosmic Cube. He got to him. He didn't think Cosmic Cube.
No one thought about that.
Yeah, he has that fucking octopus skull on the back of his jacket, and we all thought it was funny.
Yeah, and then now Hail Hydra.
Yeah, we're like, oh, he's carrying around
Hail Hydra.
He's carrying around a gun that can turn someone into mist. Ha ha ha. Oh, Kanye.
Yeah.
At
two, yay.
We did get a, I mean, speaking of Kanye,
darn.
Courtesy of, wait, hold on. I gotta get it ready here.
Hail Hydra.
Courtesy, of course, of E-Rock. And Kanye, but Kanye East.
Wow.
What's that mean?
It's the other one.
Kanye East on Cameo.
Wait, who's that? Is that like an impression?
Don't
person?
Act like you don't know who Kanye East is, man. Hold on.
Is it just like an impersonator?
You'll see. You know him.
Hey, yo, Jim and them podcast. We got one thing to say, yes. Yo, fuck Corey Feldman. Yeah, I said fuck Corey Feldman. He dreamed a little dream and he lost indeed. And yo, we still got our channel seen. Hey, so fuck Corey Feldman today. He a goonie, nice in the drive, no way. He ain't going viral, he a lost boy, hey. Cause he done lost today. Yeah, we on that magic voyage. We got the edge of honor. Yeah, yeah, we promise. We got our YouTube channel back. So fuck you, Corey Feldman. Facts. Channel's been around for 20 years, bro. We won that. Fuck Corey Feldman. That's why we still got it, right? That's why we still got
That's
it.
That's great.
Jim and Dale podcast all day.
Yeah,
yeah.
Swamp Izzo at the end. That's good. Yeah.
Not knowing who this guy is, if I just think of it as like a random video, it's very fun. I like someone out there shouting about what happened to us.
20
yeah.
years.
Well, and also that's what I said to E-Rock. I was like, it's actually nice to see someone like trying to make a fun cameo.
Yeah.
Usually whenever we watch a cameo, or especially if we get one, it's always someone like stuttering through a thing.
I'm in the block.
And clearly disinterested and kind of annoyed that they got money for it.
Like, it's weird that it's a cameo, but if you just like pretend it's just a random video, it's very, very fun.
Yeah. I mean, he's like a guy that doesn't really, but I guess you can almost think looks like Kanye.
No.
He's got to be kind of bummed out. Like, if that's his brand, he's got to be kind of bummed out, like, on what Kanye has done to the Kanye
hood.
Brand.
Yeah.
Yo, shuts out. Hail what? Jim and
then. Does he make music? Is that like a rapper persona?
No idea.
Or
I think it's just, I think he's probably just a guy. Either he has some viral video that went viral.
Yeah, 15 years ago.
Or maybe he doesn't even have that. He just was like, Kanye East is a funny name.
Sure.
And put it on Cameo, and then people are like, Kanye East.
$5, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he watched 12 hours of Jim and them, and he's like, 20 years. The dangerous helicopters.
But I do love him yelling, 20 years! It's been around for 20 years!
Yeah, he finishes pretty strong. He finishes pretty strong with his excitement and shouting out your boys.
He sounds like if you didn't tell me this was a cameo, I think it was a Jim and Them listener us like an anniversary video. That's what it reads like.
20 years, bro! Come on, man! Fuck Corey Feldman! That's why we still got it, right? That's why we still got it! Jim and Them podcast all day!
Hell yeah.
Yeah, good for him.
Thanks, there you Kanye go. East.
Thanks, Kanye East.
Very different than the other song.
Yeah, a little different than the new Ye song.
Yeah, I like this one.
It's like the old Ye.
You know what? I've decided I'm going to choose between the two, and I've chosen this
You've
one.
You've gone with Kanye East?
Yeah, I've decided I'm going to align myself with Kanye East.
Yeah.
It was a tough decision. I thought about it a lot, but now the white smoke is coming out of the chimney. I have chosen Kanye East.
But yeah, I mean, I guess that's a goddamn, that's a part one, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, baby.
Part one. We will be back. We're going to take just a quick break. Quick reminder, if you are on your way out, next week is the Streamathon. You can get your donations in now. Or, I mean, you can donate while we're streaming as well. We got a few hours in the can. Let's see if we can hit at least 30 to 32 hours like we did last year. And I mean, if you're not aware as well, it is the celebration. It's Jim and Them's anniversary. So yeah,
we're legal, baby.
That's another big reason why we're doing it. The first post on our website was on May 17th, 2007. So it is 18 years of Jim and Them we'll be celebrating with the Streamathon. It's going to be quite a hang. It's going to not to be missed. So keep that in mind.
I'm going to pull my dick out.
We did get, I got another song from Foulis this week.
He's been talking this one up quite a bit, Jim.
Yeah, apparently. I haven't listened to it yet. It is a song about Adrian Sky and Mike, from my understanding.
He kept saying I was going to like it, but I didn't know the context of why. So.
It's the Ballad of Steel Sky. So let's see what we got here. We'll be back. Hang out. Don't go anywhere.
Steel meets sky. Adrian Sky, why do you spend all of your time with that guy? Don't you know Mike Steel is waiting for you? He is haunted and his heart is so blue. Adrian Sky, a vampire ballad ends in sadness and tears. Mike would protect you from the trolls and the fears. Steel meets sky and he is so close to you. Heart to cobra tattoo. Don't you want to kiss real lips again? Spend life with someone so much more than a friend. We fall in love but once or twice. Mike would be your greatest joy and your vice. Running fast to flee the clutch of the ghoul. Mike is a real one and not some lame tool.
What was Kanye's problem storming off Piers Morgan? He said literally nothing to annoy him. Rolling on the floor laughing emoji.
Sky, the vampire ballad ends in sadness and tears. Mike would protect you from the trolls and the fears. Time stands still and he is so close to you. Heart to cobra tattoo. Don't you want to kiss real lips? Jared Leto, old Joker face. No
Mike's in Adrian's bush in more ways than one.
steel meets the sky in a warm embrace. No vape smoke choking the air. Don't you want to kiss real lips again? Your life was someone so much more than a friend. You fall in love, but once or twice, Mike would be your greatest joy and your vice. Don't you want to kiss real lips again?
Mike is a real one. He wants to play a game. Hearts.